Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, this is Harriet and I will be reading for you today. We have a new week. We have Sunday, the 21st of April, or the 13th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. This week is the week of Pesach, or Passover, and the parasha for this week is also called Pesach. Today in history, Yeshua celebrates an early Passover Seder with his disciples and is later arrested. We can read about that in Matthew 26, 17 through 56. And in Luke 22:15, it says, "And he, Yeshua, said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.'" At evening, all leaven is removed from Jewish homes, according to tradition. We can read in Exodus 12 and 1 Corinthians 5. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, but on the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats anything leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. Also today in history, Haman drafts a decree to annihilate all the Jews on the 13th of Adar, 11 months later. And we read about that in Esther chapter 3. Then the king's scribes were summoned on the 13th day of the first month, and it was written just as Haman commanded to the king's satraps. This day, today, we are now starting with Pesach readings this whole week. We will be reading from the Torah, from the book of Exodus, or Shemot, instead of where we are reading in Leviticus. And we will pick up on Leviticus again after the Pesach week. So today we will read Exodus chapter 12, and it is verses 21 through 24. Before we start reading the scriptures, please join me in blessing and thanking the Lord for giving us his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. So now we will start in Exodus 12. Then Moshe called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go, select lambs for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. You are to take a bundle of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and apply it to the crossbeam and the two doorposts with the blood from the basin. None of you may go out the door of his house until morning. The Lord will pass through to strike down the Egyptians, but when he sees the blood on the crossbeam and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you down. Also, you are to observe this event as an eternal ordinance for you and your children." That was Exodus 12, 21 through 24. Now we have our portion from the prophets, and we are reading in the book of Isaiah or Yeshayahu. Today we'll read chapter 41. Be silent before me, O islands. Let peoples renew their strength. Let them draw near, then let them speak. Let us come together for judgment. Who has stirred up one from the east? He calls justice to his feet. He gives nations over to him and subdues kings. He makes them like dust with his sword, as driven stubble with his bow. He pursues them, passing on safely, by a path his feet has not traveled. Who has performed and done it, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, am the first and the last. I am he. The coastlands have seen and fear. The ends of the earth tremble. They draw near and come. Each one helps his neighbor and says to his brother, be strong. The craftsman encourages the smith, who smooths with a hammer, who strikes with the anvil, saying of the soldering, it is good, as he fastens it with nails so that it will not totter. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, descendant of Abraham, my friend, I took hold of you from the ends of the earth and called from its uttermost parts and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you, not rejected you. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are angry at you will be ashamed and disgraced. Those who quarrel with you will be as nothing and perish. Though you will look for those who contended with you, you will not find them. Those who warred against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who upholds your right hand, who says to you, fear not, I will help you. Fear not, you worm Yaakov, you men of Israel, I will help you. It is a declaration of the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Look, I will make you a threshing sledge, new, with sharp, double-edged spikes. You will thresh the mountains and grind them up, and will make the hills like chaff. You will winnow them, and a wind will carry them away. A storm wind will scatter them. But you will rejoice in the Lord. You will glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and needy ask for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare hills and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land into fountains of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and acacia tree, the myrtle and the olive tree. I will set in the desert the cypress tree and the pine together with the box tree, so they may see and know, consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it. Present your case, says the Lord. Bring forth your reasons, says the King of Jacob. Let them bring forth and tell us what will happen. The former things, what were they? Tell us that we may consider them and know their outcome. Or announce to us things to come. Declare the things coming afterward, so we may know that you are gods. Indeed, do good or do evil, so we may all see and be awestruck. Behold, you are nothing, and your work is null. Whoever chooses you is loathsome. I have stirred up one from the north, and he has come. From the rising of the sun, he will call upon my name. He will trample rulers as on mortar, like a potter treading clay. Who told this from the beginning, so that we may know? or from former times, so we may say, he is right. In fact, no one foretold it. In fact, no one announced it. In fact, no one heard your words. First, it was to Zion, behold, here they are. And to Jerusalem, I will give a herald of good news. But when I look, there is no one. There is no counselor among them. When I ask them, they have no response. Indeed, they are all a delusion. Their works are null. Their molten images are wind and waste. That was Isaiah chapter 41. Now we have come to the portion of the writings, and we will read Proverbs or Mishlei 21. A king's heart is like a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He directs it wherever he wants. All a man's ways seem right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked is sin. Plans of the diligent surely lead to gain, but all who are hasty come only to loss. Getting treasures by a lying tongue is like a fleeting vapor for those who seek death. The violence of the wicked sweeps them away because they refuse to act justly. The way of the guilty is crooked, but the conduct of the pure is upright. It is better to live on a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. A wicked soul craves evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When a mocker is punished, the naive become wise. When a wise person is instructed, he gains knowledge. The righteous one considers the house of the wicked, throwing the wicked down to their ruin. Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry out, but not be answered. A gift in secret soothes anger, and a bribe given secretly fears rage. Doing justice brings joy to the righteous and terror to those who do evil. Whoever strays from the path of wisdom ends up in the congregation of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure becomes poor. Whoever loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous and the faithless for the upright. It is better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome, worrisome wife. Precious treasure and oil are in a wise person's dwelling, but a foolish person devours all he has. Whoever pursues righteousness and mercy finds life, prosperity, and honor. A wise person scales the city of warriors and brings down the stronghold in which they trust. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul out of troubles. A proud and haughty man, mocker is his name, acts with overbearing pride. A slacker's craving will kill him because his hands refuse to work. All day long he craves greedily. Yet the righteous one gives and does not hold back. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with evil intent? A false witness will perish, but a man who hears will speak forever. A wicked man puts on a bold face, but the upright man considers his ways. There is no wisdom, there is no understanding. There is no counsel against the Lord. A horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory comes from the Lord. That was Proverbs chapter 21. And now we have come to our last portion of scriptures, the apostolic writings. And today we will read 1 Peter or Kepha chapter 5. Therefore, I appeal to the elders among you, as a fellow elder and witness of Mashiach's sufferings, and a partaker also of the glory about to be revealed. Shepherd God's flock among you. Watch over it, not under compulsion, but willingly before God, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Don't lord it over those apportioned to you, but become examples to the flock. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you younger ones, submit yourselves to the elders. And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that he may lift you up at the appropriate time. Cast all your worries on him, for he cares for you. Stay alert. Watch out. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, searching for someone to devour. Stand up against him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being laid upon your brothers and sisters throughout the world. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you into his eternal glory in Mashiach, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. All power to him forever. Amen. Through Silvanus, whom I consider our faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. Mashiach's community in Babel, chosen together with you, sends you greetings. So does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Shalom to you all who are in Mashiach. Amen. That was 1 Peter 5. However, if you are reading through the apostolic writings twice this year, you would also read the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 9 today. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray that the Word of God has been an encouragement to you, given you strength. So for now, I pray you have a Shavuot Tov. Maybe you are cleaning out your house from all the leaven or the yeast, and it's a lot of work. So be blessed, and shalom until next time.